Superintendent and friend Mike Smita from Western Schools, Go Panthers, is on with us this morning. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Jamie, doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
I feel like I should have John Thompson in studio to introduce you, though, with the Go Panthers. Mine might have been a little weak.
No, I was impressed. Thank you. It's more than I deserve. You know, it was good to hear John last night. We had our first home football game. He had a JV football game last night, and it was great to hear his voice again on the PA system.
Oh, and what a nail-biter last night, right?
Yes, the boys did a good job, pulled it out late, and exciting start to their season.
And did I see that they won by 1 point, right?
I believe that was the final. Yeah, they won by one, I believe.
Yeah, it was definitely tight. So, Mike, good to have you on. I just wanted to kind of catch up a little bit. How's the school season? I have firsthand information with my wife, obviously, being a teacher, but how's the school season? How's the school year going so far at Western?
You know, maybe I should ask you that question since you have perspective of a spouse of a teacher and also a parent.
I will tell you. I will answer your question if you'd like.
No. Well, let me give you my perspective. You can tell me if I'm all wet. How's that?
Yeah, good.
You know, our teachers are working hard, and our kids are working hard. This has been a very stressful start to the school year. You know, everybody's going through a lot of stress right now. And, you know, we're learning to do something different as we go. You know, every one of our teachers, you know, went to college to be in front of kids and work with kids in a face-to-face environment. And when you push on to them the added responsibility of trying to not only provide instruction face-to-face, but provide instruction to kids that are remote, it's very challenging. And, you know, my heart breaks a little, not only for the kids that are home, but also the teachers that are overwhelmed and stressed out. And this has been a challenging start. I believe it's getting better. So I'd be curious to see your perspective.
Yeah, I would agree. I think just like in our business, challenging times call for people to step up and do new things, learn new things. I mean, who would have thought that the radio station would be broadcasting graduation ceremonies on the radio and providing video feeds and doing... If you would have told me that 5 years ago, I'd have said, that's probably not our bag. That's probably not our thing. And there's been a lot of pivoting that we've had to do as a radio station, and I think the same is true with schools. Yes, I know, as a husband of a teacher, it is very overwhelming right now, but I think that the teachers are doing a great job making the most that they can of it, and I think we're all learning new things too, right, Mike?
I think we are. And by the way, I do appreciate your radio network working with us on our graduation. You folks were wonderful. I like the phrase you use, pivoting, because we are constantly adjusting and trying to learn how to do things better. You know, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I sent out a letter to our community. Starting on September 30th, we are going to 4 full days, and we're going to use Wednesday as a virtual half day for kids. And it's for a variety of reasons, but a big part of it is our teachers are working more collaboratively than ever, and they're working harder than ever. And so to give them that extra time where they can collaborate with each other as well as connect with our remote learners, we felt was essential. They were overwhelmed. You know, I don't think a lot of people understand that our high school, middle school teachers deal with 140-plus kids a day. So when you have roughly a third of your kids learning remotely and those kids are emailing the teacher, our teachers are conscientious. They don't just check their emails during the day. You know, we have teachers that are checking emails all hours of the night. I try to encourage them to shut down. You got to take your personal time, but they care about their students, and so it's been challenging. But we have to constantly pivot. You know, we're going to look at what we're doing now, and in a few weeks, we're going to survey our parents and say, okay, what should we change? What should we do differently? But the key, Jamie, to me is, folks, this is temporary. We need to get through the next few months and hopefully get beyond this crisis. Hopefully we get a vaccine. Hopefully we can get to the end of this pandemic. And we're going to learn a lot. I think we're going to learn some good things that we'll be able to use in the future with remote learning. Do I want that to be the norm? No, I like being around kids, but who knows? It could be in a few years.
I can see one thing that the kids are definitely learning right now, It's how to send an email to a teacher, or how to, this is morphing them into an adult, how to send out an email properly and what that proper etiquette is.
Yeah, it's funny you should bring that up. I tweeted out, I saw a five-step email etiquette graphic the other day on a LinkedIn page, and I shared it out, and it addresses just that. And the title is Proper Etiquette for Emailing Your Teacher.
Yeah.
You know, subject line and a salutation. Hi, Jamie, or hi, Mr. McKibben. I'd like to talk to you about, you know, and it was, I remember back in sixth grade standing in front of the class, and our teacher was teaching us how to introduce people. So I'd say, hi, this is my friend Jamie. Hi, Jamie, this is my friend Sally Mae. You know, sometimes I think we have to go back to the basics and teach some of that etiquette.
And do you have the 24-hour rule yourself, Mike? Like, if there's an email that you're going to send out and you're, you know, maybe fired up about something, hey, 24 hours, then think about it. Would you still send that same email?
Boy, I try to wait. The mic in me starts drafting the mic version right away, and then I let it sit, and then I try to add the educator version and let my my colleagues and my secretaries read it and get rid of the rough edges. You know, one of the phrases that we've used a lot in our office and in our administrative team is, you know, we are trying to extend grace to people. Oftentimes, they don't want to extend the grace back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our world right now is so, people are so frustrated. They're so discouraged. They're so angry. And so, you know, it's just trying to encourage people to say, hey, take a step back. We're all going through this garbage. We're going to get through it together. And when we do, I tell you, we're going to be stronger for it.
Well, it's always safety first, obviously, at Western. And you guys are doing a tremendous job. But tell me again what your safety protocols are during this whole COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, the biggest protocol we have is, of course, you know, everybody's wearing a mask. We have, we're strongly encouraging social distancing when we can. You know, it's something with, you know, 2/3 of our population coming back. We can't guarantee a 6-foot halo around everybody. But we are trying to encourage social distancing. Some teachers have asked for certain protocols, for example, the plexiglass shields around maybe their workstation. We've taped off floor areas. We've had, I'll use the phrase, no-go spaces in classrooms where the teacher says, okay, this little taped area is my lecture area. You stay in your space, and we can still communicate. So a lot of that's in place. We're doing that. You know, when we did have a issue right before school started where we had a student who was tested positive, the student never came to school.
Mm-hmm.
But we did learn they were positive and they were at some social events. So, you know, we worked with the health department on that. And, you know, some of our students had to quarantine and even some of our staff did. But fortunately, at this point, we haven't had a positive case that we know of. Not saying it's not going to happen. I mean, you know, we live in a world where it's quite possible it can happen. And when that happens, then we'll have to be nimble and deal with that.
Mike, on the masks, it can't be fun. I'm very lucky in my position. I can, at some point in the day, go into my office and close the door and do what I need to do in my office, and I can take my mask off. But the kids don't have that luxury. The teachers don't have that luxury. But is it, gosh, I don't want to say getting easier, because that can't be fun. I'm trying to be empathetic, but is it somewhat, are they getting used to it a little bit more than week one, I guess?
I think the kids are doing better than the adults. You know, one of the things that we've encouraged our teachers to do is, if possible, you know, feel free to take, you know, your kids on a break, walk outside, let them take their mask off, let them, you know, walk around the playground. We've had English teachers take their kids out and they're sit around the flagpole or they sit around the bleachers. So we're encouraging our teachers to do things differently, to get creative. You know, we know during this time we can't expect kids to sit and get all the time. And we can't expect people to be stuck in their desk with their mask and their head buried in their iPad. So we are trying to empower teachers to be creative, You know, hey, if the gymnasium's open, they can go down there, spread out, take a break, take a mask break. So there are mask breaks. There needs to be. You know, like me sitting in my office, you know, I shut my door, I'll take my mask off for a while. So we want to be flexible. But I do believe I'm very proud of our kids. I'm very proud of our staff. They're adapting to a less than ideal situation, and we're going to get through this.
You have to love the temperatures over the course of the next week or so. We're going to be in the 60s, and it's going to be in the 40s, actually 33 tonight for the overnight low. And that's a lot more comfortable situation sitting in a classroom with a mask on than if it were an unseasonably warm fall.
Exactly. And that's what we ran into our first week of school when we were hitting those, you know, 80, 90 degree temperatures and a high humidity. And so, you know, part of the reason we went to those 3 half days was, you know, get people a little break from the heat, especially as we're getting acclimated to masks. But you're absolutely right. The cooler weather is much better for the mask wearing, and it's much better for, you know, our classroom comfort. Well, we unfortunately do not have air conditioning in every classroom. Some do, some don't. So, you know, that provides a little bit of a more comfortable environment for our kids and our teachers.
Superintendent Mike Smyta of Western Schools on with us this morning. Those football players, those varsity football players, have to be so fired up for the game tonight.
They are. We're real excited. You know, we had a home soccer game this week, and it was just nice to see a glimpse of normal. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing the boys out there. You know, our girls had a volleyball game this week at home, and it just, the kids are excited. They want to get back to normal. They want to compete. So we're excited to have them back. We're excited to see what our football team does tonight in Hastings, and hopefully we can get a whole season in.
Is there a lot of Western wear going around and a lot of jerseys happening at school today, I'm sure?
There should be. I hope so.
Mike Smyta is on. And before I go, just want to say, as a husband of a teacher at Western, keep up the great work. You guys are amazing and doing great work over there at Western.
I appreciate that, Jamie. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on today.
Yep. See you soon, Mike.